You are a container carrying content, going to a continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and fix the need and meets the need and provide solution to the need.
Help is here. Help is here. Father, we thank you. Thank you for sending help to us. Burdens are lifted. Help has come. We are no longer confused. Now we know you are in charge. You are the one riding the boat of our destiny. You are the one flying the jet of our lives. No matter the turbulence, we are safe because you are in the plane. Thank you for the assurance again. You will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We trust you. We rest in you. Concerning our marriages, concerning our finances, concerning our ministry, concerning our academics, concerning our destiny, concerning our job, concerning every detail of our life, we trust you now. We know you are in charge. We know you are in charge. Our mind is at rest. Our mind is at rest. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. 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 For always showing up in our midst. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glorify Jesus in this meeting. You are the director of this service. It's a privilege to represent you. I'm not the most qualified, and I'm not the most anointed, but the mercies of the Lord can qualify me. Holy Ghost, glorify Jesus in this meeting. Heal the sick, deliver the oppressed. Set our hearts aflame. Give us instruction. And I vow not to take the glory. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Give God a shout of praise as you have your sins. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I celebrate everybody for coming today. Pastors, we celebrate you. Everybody, you're welcome to Revival Tent today. And thank you for coming. Week in, week out, we are preaching because you came. And we appreciate your coming. If you didn't come, who are we going to preach to? Well, I would have preached to the church, but it's not very easy to preach to the church. But thanks for coming. Hallelujah. Let me celebrate PMO today. We celebrate you. Is that the way to celebrate my wife? I won't preach. I will not preach. Wait, he's not, wait. It's not real. It's not real. Do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Wait, wait. Listen. Every pastor has a pastor. The pastor of the pastor is the pastor you can't see. When pastor is worn out, there's someone that pastors the pastor. Well, you see, I'm here today under the wings of the Spirit. I'm practically exhausted as a human being. In fact, I broke down Sunday night. The people around my house, you don't know that something is wrong with pastor. I got back home, I broke down. I was finished. I couldn't do anything again. I was already, I started feeling, and God already warned me. God said, son, anytime you break the law of rest, if you are sick, it's not me. And God told me, he said, healing anointing will not work if you pray tomorrow. Because why? You are disobeying the law. You get the idea? he said you are disobeying the law. So see this one, healing anointing. He said, maybe I anoint like that. You now pray for you. But that one, I knew that I needed help. And the only person that can help me is my wife. She was supposed to return back to school this morning because they have lectures today. Reduce yesterday, right? Because she was supposed to return back to school yesterday. But when she saw the way her husband was feeling, she was willing to miss lectures so that she can pastor the pastor. Hallelujah. You know, my rigorous schedule coupled with this 21 days fasting, it was like I was going to die. But just being seen around, you don't, wait, you know, you won't have, because when you see me, you don't know what I'm feeling. So you think, in fact, I already told her, I said, you are the one preaching today because I didn't plan to. But when I went to the prayer room, I came out, she said, you are preaching, Abby. I received supernatural strength, you know. But the idea is that if she wasn't at home, I know by now I'll be upstairs in my house shaking. Nobody will know because they must not know that pastor is sick. I won't tell them. I'll come down. How are you guys? Everybody, the Lord bless you. And I will return back. I'll just say, or I will just drive my vehicle to my mother-in-law's place. I say, take care of me. But you know, she's already started taking care of me. She started nurturing me. Started, you know. She did it, and now I feel better. Now, I did not break down because I'm sick or devil attacked me. It's just because I overstressed myself. But when you break the rest limit, there is somebody around your life that can make it. Let me celebrate my pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, thank you. She's a professional exam from part 4 to part 5 exam is next month. And this is a critical time to be in school. But she decided to skip lectures so that she can take care of me. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I will keep loving you. You know, if we come back again, I will still marry you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you marry someone like my wife, you can't marry my wife. If you marry someone like my wife, you have made it in life. Do you know what? I was telling some of my mentees yesterday, today was yesterday, Pastor Tosi and Pastor Lumidi. I said, the girl I married was one tiny girl like this that I can carry with my hand like that when I married her. Now she has added flesh. Now, wait, what I'm saying is this. I told them, you know, when we were about on the day of our introduction, they called me around 2 a.m. that there was gas explosion and the gas has burnt her face. And you know, my very beautiful girl. I had dysentery immediately. Constipation. I ran to the toilet. Hey, I say, hey. And I began to check all our past pictures. I say, ha! How can this man is born? Hey, I'm finished. I was calling, nobody was picking my calls. Ah, 2 a.m. Where will I go to? Is it 2 or 3? Nobody was picking my calls. I was afraid. Her face. I mean, I cherish my wife's face. I'm like, God. And I just told myself, in case her face is burnt, I won't change my mind. I will still love her like that. That was the day I conquered beauty. I'm telling you. So I already imagine that the face is burnt and she's no longer fine. I already imagine what I will love. So I already agreed. I now called her. I said, let's do video call. There was pap on her face. They say she said she didn't know maybe the face is burnt, but they use pap to cover it so that maybe there will be a remedy. Hey! And I told her, I said, well, let me make a promise to you. In case your face is burnt, I will still love you like that. Early in the morning, when she washed off, there was no single scar. I was happy, but I already made up my mind. That in case the face was burnt, I was still married like that. So I told my guy, I said, what I married in my wife now is not a beauty, it's a peace. I thank God for her life. I thank God that she's fine. She's hot. She's this one. It doesn't move me. I've passed that level. That day, I graduated above beauty. I had to look for what else can I love that is eternal. What if you get married to that slender girl and she becomes mama? Very big. And you are now disappointed. That is this who I married? Or you married a light lady who turned black? Hallelujah. What if the figure 8 become figure 20, 12? What if there is change after you marry her? So if you marry her shape and you marry her beauty, at the end of the day, when there is transformation, you'll be disappointed. All these women, thank God for packaging. See them at normal. Oh. You see 152-year-old woman, she'll be looking straight. She's not straight. It's packaging. Are you with me? After one baby suck. I'm telling you. Slay is good, but build something somebody can love more than beauty. That was the day I conquered it. A man got married, and the next year the wife had a step and become paralyzed and remained on wheelchair. No, will you say you are not marrying again because you marry hot legs? Say, what is moving me is that hot legs. Now, by the time she's now on wheelchair, she didn't plan for it. You didn't plan for it. Will you not stop loving her? A pastor neglected his wife for 9 months because she was pregnant. How? The woman is very light in complexion. When she got pregnant, all her veins came out green. She was now irritating. A pastor that is not African man degree life, all the veins, you know, have you seen people vein come out before? She had green veins from face down. This is a hot lady, you know, light like not Santa. Have you seen Santa before? I don't know who is Lanta. You know Adeshua. That's the way she looks.
and vein came out green
all over her body.
Her husband said, her husband could not collect food from her hand. She had to wear glove. We have, there is a way we can hold things. It's different. We're not on the same level now. Are you with me? The husband, some of you now, you don't know how your husband will be. That's how praying. Don't give that vomiting. You see, is anybody can be packing vomit? You are praying and you are vomiting everywhere. Is this anybody that can pack spit? Some guys will not eat your food till you finish. You deserve that baby. May God give you good men. Some women are on bed rest from when they get pregnant. Are you aware? So, do you know what you will be? You better pray for supernatural bodies now. I'm telling you, my wife didn't spit and vomit throughout. I thank God because I don't know if I can cook. But thank God gave me what I can. She didn't spit once. She didn't vomit once for the two babies. And I thank God because me only cook. You did not carry one bottle and it's not me. I'm telling you, I don't have capacity. But thank God. God bless you for not giving me. I don't want me only. I mean, the pastor could not collect food from his wife. And after the baby, after he delivered that baby, she told her again, you won't give her to any child again. Why? He said, I can't withstand 18 you for 9 months. And the pastor friend, who happens to be our own pastor, called him. He said, what you married was a beautiful woman, not your wife. You are a wicked man. Do you know what it means to be pregnant? The psychological torture. Then your man, who put the thing, now hated you for 9 months because you are carrying a seed that he planted. You are not Mary. It is not the Holy Ghost that overshadowed you. It is the man. He didn't overshadow. He entered into you. Hallelujah. Now he's hating you for 9 months. Guys, I beg you, grow beyond beauty. Let beauty be a starting point, but don't stay there. I told them, I said, what I married is peace. If peace were to be a person, this lady is a peace. She has never troubled me one day. I'm working for you. You will shop money. I will spoil you. Hallelujah. May God answer your prayer. In Jesus' name. Let me celebrate that once again. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. Wait, let me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Please have your seat like kings and queens in God's presence. And let me celebrate my beautiful daughters, Naomi and Tofumi. They are my first choir members. They are my old choir members. That's why we have to sing old songs. Tofumi just came back from UK. I'm excited to have you in Nigeria for the first time in the Revival Tent. Hallelujah. Naomi resumed last week. Yeah, welcome back. Are you ready tonight? Tomorrow, next week, Monday is our miracle service. Every last Monday will be miracle service this year. So get ready for miracles, healings. You have somebody that is sick, any affliction. The power of God will be available next week, Monday, as is available today, to heal the sick, to give miracles. Those of you that came late, many of you come late and you don't hear our testimonies. You need to come early so you can hear the testimonies. We had a striking testimony today of a young man. Mommy, you will be interested in this testimony. Of a young man who a pastor went to go and preach to. He accepted Jesus. He told the pastor, I am a criminal. He told the pastor, I have a gun. He told the pastor, I do a lot of things. 18-year-old boy, but I'm tired of it. I will accept your Jesus. And the pastor brought him to camp. Handed him over to police and they sent him to prison for 5 years. He just returned. I stand up so they won't think I'm scamming everybody. That's the guy. He went to prison at 18. He returned now. 5 years. He's 23 now. Just returned from prison. The pastor came to do evangelism for him. It's not as if
He went to the pastor. Pastor was preaching to him. He accepted the gospel. And the pastor led him to court today, sent him to prison. But I asked him, how did he cope? He said it was God's plan. Because in the prison, he had diploma in theology. In the prison, he learned painting. In the prison, he discovered his talent in the prison. In the prison, he had rashes and he was sick because he said he was in the worst prison in Nigeria. He said there are about 918 in their prison. He said in that prison, he was sick and Jesus appeared in the middle of the night to him in the dream. I said, I will help you to carry your burdens. And next morning, rashes disappeared. He said he always feel like dying, committing suicide. But December last year, God rescued him. Now, that is not the story. The story is that I came to church for the first time 2 weeks ago. Came out for first timer. And somebody in the church said the Holy Ghost led him to reach out to him. How are you? Who are you? Only to discover a story and brought him here today. Evangelism and follow-up. The church have lost follow-up ministry. We don't reach out to anybody. And like I told him before you came, graciously, we'll be giving him 5 to start his painting business. Hallelujah. If the former God he knew sent him to prison, this new God will set him up. Hallelujah. And we are excited. I told him, you have work. You follow me to prison. You can preach to them better than I will do. So as a house, at least once every 2 months, we go for prison outreach. And they will lead us to prison. Please have your seat. God bless you. I thought you would thank God for this kind of testimony. That is why I should come early. All this coming late. If I didn't do recap now, you won't know. So come early. So you can hear. If you hear the testimony today, like somebody said, that mommy said that God told her to sow 100,000 to Wyman. She was like 100,000. She didn't have. She now sold 70. And God now gave her that same day, not along less like I said, times 10. She said she regretted that she would have borrowed money to make it 100,000. Then God would have given her times 10 of 100,000. You need to be hearing this. It will steer your faith. Someone said God is giving her a lot every day. She has not paid tithe. She has not so seen. But I just have to say, what? At least we have the testimony. She said God gave her a grant. I did not feel the effect of it. And I'm the one that prophesied. You used to shit your man of God. Are you ready today? So we have been dealing with witnesses for a while, just in a short while. And we will close. We have been dealing with witnesses for a while. And today, I want to speak on the mandate of witnesses. I'm going to speak on 4 mandates. I hope I can finish it. Whatever I get to, I will stop. The 4 mandate, or let me say, mandates of witnesses. The mandates of witnesses. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Proverbs 14:25. Let's start from there. Proverbs 14:25. The mandate of witnesses. Proverbs 14:25. It's not enough to shout, I am a witness. You must do what witness does. There is somebody, the Lord said, I should tell you, he will restore your eyes. Yes. Yes. You have lost your sight. You used to be very discerning. You lost it. God is saying today, your spiritual eyes are restored. Somebody says that, I am a witness. And the only thing you can say is the talk. You cannot manifest it. So I'm here today to show you the mandate. Let's read the scripture. Where to go? A true witness delivers souls. Wait. A true witness does what? So if you are a true witness, you will look for souls. Evangelism, witnessing, is the characteristics of witnesses. A true witness delivered souls. You can't tell me. A boy came to meet me at YMR Thanksgiving yesterday. He said, "Pastor, thank you for YMR. In January, I won 100 souls. I was afraid. Even me, the man of God." He said, "In January, I won." He said, "And my goal is 1,000 souls this year." Young boy, she said, "Pray for me." Say, "I'm going to Calabar tomorrow. I need to invade this place." A true, all this shake balabala that you only do in church is fake. You are a scammer. That's harsh, right? Sorry. You saw that lady said, she said, "I went to reach out to somebody." I mean, that's kind of testimony I want to hear this year. A true, that means, if you don't deliver souls, who are you? Wait. What's the opposite of true? Did you do English question? Even biology, this will ask you, mitochondria is an animal cell or plant, animal cell, true or false? Mitochondria is an animal cell, true or false? Mitochondria. Animal cell. True of us. Okay. Proton is around the nucleus. True of us. You did it. Okay, I should not turn this class to school. Let's go. Electron is not in the... Okay, let's go back to Bible. Hallelujah. The body is inside the soul. True or false? Abstaining from television is fasting. True or false? False! All this fasting you are doing, say, "I'm doing TV fasting," is a lie. It's a lie. Say, "I'm doing social media fasting," is a lie. Hallelujah! Somebody say, "I'm doing dry fasting." Doing dry fasting, you buy poly and granules. Bole is a fruit. True of us. God will deliver you. Some of you are doing change of diet, not fasting. Change of diet. You're only doing change of diet. You only change your diet. It's not fasting you're doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hope you Hallelujah. You better repent. Say, "I'm standing from TV." Good decision is not equal to fasting. Biblical fast, it must involve food. Are you with me? Let me make that clear to you. Biblical fast. When Jesus fasted, how did he fast? He said, after 40 days, it was hunger, not he was thirsty, meaning he was drinking water. That's why Satan didn't say, "Turn this stream to juice." He said, "Turn this stone to bread." Meaning what he lacked was bread. Hallelujah. When Elijah fasted, What happened? Was he? What did he abstain from? Food. When Moses fasted, what did he abstain from? When Paul fasted, what did he abstain from? Food. So where did you get your own fasting from? You say you are eating rice, but you're abstaining from social media. It's discipline and decision. That one is not fasting. So, hallelujah. So, true or false, right? So, that means we are all agree that the opposite of true is false. Okay. Do you agree? Praise God. Answer now. Do you agree? So, a true witness delivered souls. A dash witness neglect souls. Fill in the gap. You still remember English? Hallelujah. So, if you don't reach out to souls, who are you? Now you talk more. Say it loud. Say it loud. If you don't deliver souls, who are you? I can't hear you. Sisters. Brothers. Everybody. Say, mention your name. Say, Daniel. If I don't win souls, I am a fake witness. Oh God. Glory to God. Say it again. Say, Daniel. Why are you saying Daniel? Can't mention your name. Say Daniel, mention your name. Say in this January, before January 31, if I don't win a soul, I am a fake witness. Hallelujah. Do you agree? Heaven will mark the script. In the name of Jesus. A true witness. Now, let me tell you the truth. Some of you are thinking, what if Jesse has accepted my gospel? You are not the converter. Sow the seed of the word and let the Holy Ghost do his work. Many of you are saying, what if he doesn't accept? It's not your business. All you need to do is preach first. You must step out this week. This week is not yet over. Get a neighbor. Say, let's go together. When you are talking, I'll be praying. Now, if two of you go and evangelize, it is not the person that says, say after me, that wins the soul. It is for two of you. So you are thinking, it is best that says, say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. You did not say anything. No. If two of you went together, God will account the soul to your account. Are you with me? So you can do 2 by 2. You can do 3 by 3. You can go out this week because a true witness delivered souls. The mandate of witnesses is that they reach out to souls. They reach out to souls. They are all out there looking for souls, looking for convert. Now, delivering souls. This one says save souls. A true witness saves souls. But the false witness say what? I can't hear you. A traitor. Meaning, if you are not a soul winner, who are you? Say it. Say, I am a traitor. Say, I am a traitor. If you are not a soul winner, finish it now. Say, I am a traitor. A traitor to God, a traitor to the Holy Spirit, a traitor to Jesus. If I don't win so, okay, let's say, if I don't win souls, I am a traitor. Say, but I'm not a traitor because I will reach out to souls. Hallelujah! Glory to God. You don't know how sweet heaven is when you win a soul. I said, there's a party in heaven over a soul that is saved. If God throw party, if God throw party, then God is throwing party on your name. Michael, any? Baba, why party today, Daniel? That guy, TD Souls. And then it's party. Next one again, Gabriel, just, close for party now, Daniel. You. When you get to heaven, I will give my party. Baba, only party. As you are entering heaven, Gabriel is coming. Hey, the party guy. Well, you will not die quickly because they don't want to miss party. They like party. Hallelujah. They want party, right? Because if it's only doing holy, holy, holy. The only thing they can do is when you win a soul. Hallelujah. Everyone will be. Are you here? So if you make them stop there, holy, holy. Because when you win a soul, they quickly. Hold on, we're partying here. Are you here? There's a party. So they stop this holy, holy, and they be, because that one, God is happy. Then when there's also holy, 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 holy. They have been doing it for years. So they like party. So if you are the one that is making them do party, you can't die. Oh. If accident is coming, Gabriel just come. Hey, come here. My body party. Ah. When things are tough for you, my guy will just show up. No, this is the party guy. You know, in the world, people always like the guys that spend money for them. Eh? If there is a guy that when you go out together will buy something for you, won't you like the person? You will always protect the person, right? So, Gabriel and Michael, they always like to protect the guy that's making them do dancing. You can't die in accident. You can't be kidnapped. If they kidnap you, they will release you. Because Gabriel will show up. Michael will show up. This one, Hero, the party guy. That's what we have been doing. Holy, holy, holy. And the guy always disrupts. Maybe every day you are giving them party time. God says there is party in heaven over a soul. Imagine in a month you are delivering 1,000. And remember, they are not living in 24 hours. They are not calculating. They are not living in 24 hours. So imagine the interruption you are doing in the activity in heaven. All the angels in heaven are on attention around your life. When there is a battle, they show up. When you are stranded, they show up. Why? You are the party guy. Tell your neighbor, say, will you be the party guy? If you want to pray, I say, God, you know I'm the party guy. God say, yeah, I understand. Okay, we'll sort it. Because God himself, he likes the party. He said, there is party in him. There is rejoicing over us. Along God like party. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The reason why Satan doesn't want you to win so is that he likes to pepper God. You know, the guy was the music minister in heaven. Head of choir. You know, he was head of choir in heaven. You know, the whole body part of Satan, Lucifer, is music. Huh? So he likes the place to just be boring. So he likes to distract men from making heaven lively. So he will not allow you to whistle. He will always distract you so that the place can be. But the word put party in heaven is so winning. So Satan is an anti-soul winning agency. It's an anti-soul winning agency. The whole architecture of Satan is against soul winning. When you want to start winning soul, you are afraid. You have to be beating fast. Want to preach in the bus, you are afraid. Your heart is beating. Does it happen to you? Your lips is now shaking. Should I talk? Should I not talk? Will they accept me? Will they not accept me? You want to talk to somebody? You are not used to greeting me. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Just say it. But Satan is putting fear in your heart. Don't say it. He will not accept it. If the person doesn't accept it, it's good. You have sown a seed. He might sleep and angels will come and visit him in the night. If God can visit Saul of Tarsus on his way to Damascus, he can visit anybody. But they will not hear until you preach. Are you with me? Angels don't do evangelism. That's why they told Cornelius, go and call Peter. The angel could have done it by himself. Are you here? Angel could have said, Cornelius, I am here from the Lord to save you. But it's not in their jurisdiction. He said, go and send. He said, your prayers and your hands have gotten to God. They have come as a memorial to God. Now send for Peter. Send for Peter. Meaning this evangelism work is the work of men, not the work of angels. Angels cannot preach the gospel. At best, they will refer you to a man. That's why they appeared to Paul in the dream. Come to Macedonia. Come and help us. Number three, evidence of that. The angel came, Holy Spirit came to Philip. Go and join that man on the chariot. Couldn't he teach him? Are you with me? But he said, Philip, leave Crusade Grand. Go to that man, Ethiopian Enoch. Go and meet him. And when he got there, understanded that what I already did. He said, how can I understand what somebody teaches me? And the guy preaches to him, got him baptized, and disappeared. Why didn't the angel preach to him? When he said, oh God, save them, God is saying, I need you. Because God likes collabo. Heavenly collabo. When God and you can partner together to win a soul, the Holy Ghost will work on their heart. You say the word. But angels will not win a soul. Hallelujah. Who will win the soul? Who will preach? Any minister here, you have seen that the Jew, don't preach without doing altar call. No matter how sweet the service is, altar call is not a disruption. Neither is it a distraction. It's a necessity. Sometimes I will forget. I say, stop. You want to give a lot to Christ. I have to do it. Never preach without altar call. Somebody might need the opportunity. Say this year, I will not be a traitor. I'll be a faithful witness. Shout it very loud. Say this year, I will not be a traitor. I'll be a faithful witness. Let me do one more. Are you blessed at all? Number two, John 12:17. A true witness bears witness of his experience. A true witness bears witness of his experience, of his or her experience. A true witness bears witness of his or her experience. John 12:17. Hallelujah. A true witness bears witness of his. I like this scripture. I love it so much. Are you there? If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me.